Ground-level ozone forms when sunlight hits pollution from vehicles and industries. A science advisory board urged the EPA to make as much as a 25% cut in the national ozone standard. But EPA Administrator Steve Johnson has chosen about a 6% cut, from 80 parts per billion to 75 parts per billion. Johnson told reporters dialed into an early evening press conference that he was not ignoring the scientists.
I followed my obligations, I adhere to the law, I adhere to the science, and made a decision that upholds all of those.
According to maps provided by the EPA, only a few counties in eastern Wisconsin violate the current ozone standard. That number would grow to all the Wisconsin counties along the Lake Michigan shoreline if the new standard was used today. However, the EPA says it won't decide for another 2 years what counties aren't meeting the new law, and then the agency will ask the counties to come up with a cleanup plan. Wisconsin Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis acknowledges the new ozone standard will help cut pollution, but he says more counties that need to take action won't have to.
What this leaves out is a large swath of central and other eastern counties, such as Dane County, where Madison is located, and cities like Appleton, where they're over the limit that scientists say are safe, and under EPA's decision today, won't get additional protections.
Several industry groups had asked the EPA to leave the ozone standard
where it was,
suggesting the tighter limits will cost drivers and homeowners money. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.